Love Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons coming to you with power in the word. And it is not my normal time to come and do a program, but I was just trying something out. I'm actually on MySpace now. I finally got over there on the recommendations of some of my friends. And, it's a pretty cool place. It's a pretty cool place, but I'm just trying to get as much exposure for the word of the Lord as I possibly can, and I'm just trying to find a way to just get this word out, So it is only a test. That is the reason that I came to you on today to say that this is only a test, but also while I am here, I want to encourage you in your walk. I want to let you know that whatever it is that you're going through, some of you out there are going through some dire circumstances. I know from experience that life can get hard. I have been through something myself this past year. It seems like from June until now, it has been a trial. It has been a trial, and the test of the trial is unexplainable sometimes. You know, there's a question that we ask, why do bad things happen to good people? You're on the right track, you're tithing, you're going to church, you're doing the best that you can, yet it seems like you just can't get a break in so many different areas, And if that's you and you're out there, I'll be here for another 10 minutes, and I will be glad to pray with you. I will be glad to talk to you about these trials that you're facing. I will be glad to just encourage you personally, one-on-one, to let you know that it is just a test. It is just a test. Why do bad things happen to good people? Only God knows. Only God knows why he allows some of the trials and tribulations to occur in the lives of certain people who don't mean any harm and who are being the best people that they can be, but yet they still seem to come upon stumbling block after stumbling block and trial after tribulation. And test after test after test. For some of you out there, it seems like you just can't get a break. But guess what? I'm here to encourage you in the Lord and say, hold on. Hold on. It is just a test. It's only a test. It's only a test. And the phone lines are open. I'll only be here for about 10 more minutes. You can call in 646-652-4832. Amen. Amen. And praise God. By the way, that was Alicia Cooper, the music that was playing. I know it got a God who can love you better than that, Alicia Cooper. And you can find out more about her at myspace.com/AliciaCoopMusic, AliciaCoopMusic. Amen and praise God. But God is good. He's good and worthy to be praised. Again, I'm here to encourage somebody who is going through something on today, and just to let you know that it's only a test. I've been through some stuff myself. You wouldn't believe the stuff that I've been through on this year. I launched my new book on June the 2nd, Pump Up the Power, Get the Life You Want. Get the Life You Want is a book that the Lord put upon my heart to encourage my brothers and my sisters and to encourage people to let everyone that reads it know that they can have the life that they want. They don't have to live a life that's dictated by situations that occur or circumstances that come up, but a life that you want, a life that is well-balanced, a life where you can, as the letter of 3 John 2 reads, as you, a life where you can prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers. The life you want. Everybody wants a good life. Everyone wants to have good family relationships, to have a good marriage, if you're into that, if you're married. Everyone wants to be financially secure, financially stable, to have enough money to pay your bills and enough to give some away, if that's what you're into. I'm definitely into giving money away. If I have more than enough, then that's more for me to give away. Amen. Everyone wants to be healthy and to have joy and peace. Everyone wants to be connected to the Father, to the divine God of our universe. For me, it's through Jesus Christ, and I pray that it is Jesus Christ for you as well. But everyone wants to know that they're loved and appreciated. Everyone wants to have a certain level of confidence. So I wrote this book, and I released it in June, on June the 2nd, and you can get more information about that over at my website at dpc-books.com. But I wrote this book to encourage people that they can indeed have the life that they want. And you can indeed have the life that you want, even with the trials, even with the tribulations. Remember, it's only a test. I haven't forgotten about you. It is only a test. But right after I launched this book, I had a great book launch in June. My family was there. My mother was there. Two of my sisters were there. People were there, well-wishers, and people praying for me, people supporting me, people buying the book. It was great. We had a motivational seminar. And lo and behold, 3 days after that book launch, my very high, I was up on a mountain. Right after that mountaintop experience, my sister, my oldest sister, went home to be with the Lord. And don't you know that I went from a very high to a very low. And I encouraged myself in the Lord. I preached the eulogy. I was strong for my family. But about 3 weeks later, I started feeling the impact of my loss. And don't you know that it's only a test. Amen. It's only a test. If you have lost someone that you love, if you have had to deal with a divorce or death, if you have had to deal with distress and being disillusioned, I want you to be encouraged. It's only a test. Your trials don't come to break you. You know, God sends some trials also to make you, to mold you, to shape you, to strengthen you, to create in you what he created you to be, to create in you the things that he needs to be in you so that you can move forward and do the things that he created you to do. You've been ordained to do some work for the kingdom. And I'm being assured of the fact that, yes, the devil does send trials, and the devil comes in, and he has one motive, and that's to totally destroy you. The devil wants to kill you, to steal your joy, and to destroy any hope of you giving God the glory, the honor, and the praise in your life. But we have to remember that there is a but to that story. But Jesus said, I have come so that you might have life and have that life more abundantly. It's only a test. It is only a test. You're going to make it through this. And do you want to know how I know? Because I'm making it. I'm making it through my trial. I'm making it through my loss. I'm making it through the disappointments that I have had to endure this year. This year. And let me tell you, if you're in ministry, I know you've been through something. And I'm laughing, but it's not funny. Because when you step out on ministry, when you step out on faith to do ministry, believe me, the devil really, really accelerates the attack on your life. Because he does not want God to get the glory in that thing. You're talking about bringing people to Christ and getting them filled with the Holy Spirit and putting people on the right path and empowering people, edifying people, encouraging people that you can make it, keep pushing, you can make it. You're talking about being on the front line for the enemy's attack? Oh, yes. If you're in ministry, that's you. And I know it's me because I'm in ministry and I get attack after attack after attack. That's why I can sit here and say to you, be encouraged. Is only a test. You're going to make it through that thing. My Bible tells me, your Bible tells you that God is not going to put any more on you than you can handle. And just when you think you can't take it anymore, hallelujah, start praising him, start worshiping him, look around for him, because that's when God's going to step in and show you the way out. Amen. And the way out can be victory. The way out can be a way of escape. The way out can be God totally removing that situation and relieving that situation. God knows the plans that he has for you, and his plans are to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you hope and a good future. And remember all things, no matter what you're going through on today, is only a test. All things work together for the good of those who love God and have been called according to his purpose. Is all for his glory. God's not going to let that thing destroy you. Yes, the devil sent it to destroy you, but God allowed it to build you, to equip you, to mold you, to shape you, to make you into the new creation that he has declared you to be since you received Jesus Christ into your life. Amen. It's only a test. Hold on, my sister. Hold on, my brother. Look to the Lord. Look to the heavens from which cometh your help. Think about it. What can you do? What can you do to make the situation better, to make circumstances better for you? And then go ahead and do what you can do. But after you have done all that you can do, you just stand. You stand. Put on the full armor of God. Put on the helmet of salvation. Know who you belong to. You belong to Jesus Christ. Put on the breastplate of righteousness. You are in right standing with God, so you can go to him and ask him for anything. Put on the belt of truth. The truth shall set you free. Have your feet shod with the readiness to spread the gospel of peace. It's about peace, baby. Be a peacemaker. Go ahead and make amends. Apologize. Be the first to apologize, even if you were the one who they did wrong. But if someone has an art with you, go ahead and make it right. Forget about pride. Stop on pride. Pride comes before a fall. Oh, yes, it does. Pick up the shield of faith so that you can ward off the fiery darts of the evil one, because the devil is going to be lying to you, telling you what you can't do, what you should not do. What he would not do if he were you, and he would use other people's voices to talk to you. So tune them out. Tune out the negative voices. You have to say, I'm not hearing it. I'm just not hearing it. What gives the devil right to speak to you anyway? Amen. Hallelujah. Pick up the sword, which is your word. Stay in the word of God. It's just a test, but you might as well go ahead and be encouraged in the word. That word is a living. It is living and active in your life. And that word will go to battle for you, and it will equip you to do battle. Amen. Amen. Pick up that word. Sharper than any two-edged sword. Pick up your word. Don't go anywhere without it. Let it be like American Express. Don't leave home without it. Pray, 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 pray. Don't be anxious. Bring your prayers and petitions before God. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the spirit and pray and pray and pray until something happens. Amen. Amen. And praise God. It's only a test. It is only a test. Amen. Hallelujah. Pray at all times. Be fully clothed. Don't leave home without getting dressed. Remember, it's only a test. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I pray that this has blessed you. Amen. I have to go. I have to go. Tune in for my regular program on Tuesday. Tuesday at 12 o'clock noon Eastern Standard Time over at blogtalkradio.com/power. Again, that's blogtalkradio.com/power. I'll see you then. Until then, remember to make the most out of every single opportunity. And remember, my sister, remember, my brother, that God loves you, and so do we here at Power in the Word. Peace.
Trust him, trust him, trust him, trust him, trust him, trust him.